Okay, welcome into the Quicken Loans Studios at YSR as we have got you covered over the next 2 hours. Tonight we are kicking things off and heading out west and providing a preview on the Pac-12 conference, how it stacks up, and a breakdown of some of the teams. There is no doubt the Pac-12 conference is on the rise. This evening we have invited our friends from Athlon Sports and their executive editor, Mitch Light, to dissect this very special conference and Pac-12 teams as they are on the doorstep of national relevance. It's good to have you back with us, Mitch. How are you?
Good to be here, and good to be talking some Pac-12. You know, I'm here in the middle of SEC country, so a lot of people don't like to hear it. I'm not saying the Pac-12 would be better than the SEC, but it's gaining ground, no doubt about it.
Well, you are out there in Nashville, Tennessee, and you're right. There is a lot of buzz about the West Coast, how it will stack up in the 2014 college football season. I know in your magazine, you've set the bar awfully high for the Pac-12 conference. You have them projected as the second best conference in the country, the national image on the rise. Before we break down and highlight the teams, just what do you think has been the key to boosting the brand, boosting the stock of their image?
I think it goes down to the Pac-12 network. While it's getting kind of ridiculed now because it's not as prevalent as the SEC network, which obviously this week we saw the launch of the SEC network and the Pac-12. I'm a DirecTV guy and can't watch the Pac-12 network, but what the commissioner has done there, and there's more money with all the schools, and there's better facilities, and there's better coaching. And I think college football is along with college basketball, but it's a coaching game. If you've got a good coach in place, and your school's committed and has some money behind it, you're going to be successful. So just take a look at the landscape. I mean, tell me a team or a school that's not on the upward trajectory or a fan base that's not excited about where its school is. You know, maybe at Utah, you know, they've had a lot of success there previously. Since joining the Pac-12, they've climbed to the plateau. But, you know, they're still a quality program. But everywhere else, there's a good coach in place, and they've had recent success, or they're on the way up. You know, Colorado and California obviously had very difficult years last year, but both schools hired, you know, proven coaches, and especially Mike McIntyre, Colorado, I think will do a good job. So I think that's really the reason, because the league has big coaches.
You know, Mitch, you're spot on, because I even look at Washington State. I mean, they made a bowl appearance in 2013. That's a program headed in the right direction. And before the arrival of Mike Leach, that program endured five consecutive losing seasons.
Not just losing seasons, they were awful. They were almost like Baylor before Art Briles, when, you know, you can lose games, but under Paul Wolf, they were getting just pounded, you know, 63-14, you know, 60-10 on a consistent basis. And I think when they hired Mike Leach, we all knew that they would at least become more interesting. I don't know if he can get them up where they're competing for division titles in that tough Pac-12 North, but they're at least relevant right now. They're fun to watch. They should have won a bowl game last year, the New Mexico Bowl. They just collapsed down the stretch against Colorado State. He's done a good job recruiting wide receivers, which is no surprise there. And he's got a quarterback, Connor Holiday, who's been around the block. And, you know, I don't know if he's an all-conference caliber quarterback, but he's a guy that can do what they want in that offense. And, you know, they'll be good again. You know, like I said, I don't think they'll contend for a division title, but I expect them to be back in a bowl game.
Absolutely. Mitch Light, the executive editor with Athlon Sports, joining us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want to hear from you. Join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And it is interesting when we talk about the Pac-12 conference because, you know, with the debut of the college football playoff, they are positioned well for future prosperity. And I think you're right. It's just, this is a conference now. It's not just the top four teams. I mean, it has a lot of depth, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, just looking at the divisions, Washington, a program which has won a national championship in the last, I guess, you know, 25 years. Great support, great new, you know, stadium upgrade. Made the move to Chris Peterson, which we're all really, I think, intrigued to see what he'll do there. That's kind of a sleeping giant that's been good but not great in recent years. Stanford has done something that's very difficult to do in college sports. It's kind of, they've changed their lot in life. They've moved up the food chain and I think have done it on a permanent basis. Now, nothing's permanent, but they've proven that they are no fluke, no flash in the pan. They're recruiting now at a level where they are going to be a consistent top 15, top 10 team. Oregon made that move 10, 15 years ago. Then in the South, I mean, look, you know, we've got UCLA, USC, Arizona State. We've got Arizona, you know, quality offensive team if they can get their quarterback settled at fourth, and Utah, a team that's, you know, been consistently good at fifth. So, to your point, there's really not, would you say, a bad program in the league right now. There are some programs coming off some difficult years, but Cal has been successful. Colorado has been successful in the past. They've proven they can win.
You know, the Pac-12, they've got depth. They've got great coaches. But what about the commissioner, Larry Scott? He's in his fifth year leading the way. He deserves a high five, doesn't he? Because he certainly has been instrumental. You were talking about just these new TV deals and how he's helped facilitate that. He's really made some very bold moves.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's kind of what I got to in our first question was the reason the league is doing well is because there's more money in the league and there's more money for facilities and there's more money for coaches. And Scott has, you know, he's got a past. He's been a great businessman. Came in with some great ideas and not afraid to rock the boat and do some things a little bit differently. But you know, the Pac-12 network maybe hasn't been as successful as he would have liked. But you know, the demand for Pac-12 football isn't as great as SEC football, or maybe Big 12 football, or maybe Big 10 football. It's just it's they've got great fan following out there, but it's not maybe the way of life it is in other parts of the country. But other than that, I mean, I think he's done tremendous things for this league.
Okay, the SEC's run of seven consecutive national championships ended in 2013. You have them as the number one conference in the country. How close, since we are zeroing in on the Pac-12, how close are they to leapfrogging them? Because the gap really is narrowing.
You know, that's a great question. First of all, you got to determine what you use to rank conferences. I mean, no one's going to sit here and say that ACC was the best conference in the country last year or close. They had the best team in Florida State. You rank conferences based on the depth, you know, the middle or just at the top. How many teams are legitimate top, you know, college football playoff teams? If you're going to do that, maybe the Pac-12 is better this year. Maybe there's more teams that legitimately have a chance to make the college football playoff. But I still think the SEC has more depth, and it's difficult. You know, you're judging a 12-team conference versus a 14-team conference. And it's not like college basketball where we have these, you know, the ACC Big Ten Challenge or the Big 12 SEC Classic, whatever you call it. There's just not a big sample size. And, you know, last year, you know, Pac-12 played the SEC, but, you know, Tennessee rebuilding goes out to Oregon, and Oregon kills them. That doesn't prove anything about the league. So it's difficult, really, to compare leagues.
We're getting you set and ready for the start of the college football season with Mitch Light, the executive editor with Athlon Sports. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with much, much more at Yahoo Sports Radio.